Carl's got a demo.
See, I would start off with one premise. That the Ramban does not hold that a Kotan can't be motzi because he doesn't have the das to hold him. He doesn't allow it. He holds his das is fine to be motzi. The only problem is he's not a bar chiyuva. Right? He's not a bar chiyuva. Now the question is like this. When the Chachamim say, Afim hoya boso anes, does that mean that they are regular people, but because they were in the nes, that's a tam why the Chachamim were mechayev them? Tamadav. Or they're saying it's not simply a tam. It's a different gavra. A gavra that was b'neis is the very definition of the gavra that's a bar chiyuva. It's not that they said you're an ordinary gavra, but you want to know why you're chayev? Because you were in the neis, so we're going to be mechayev. But we're mechayev like you're chayev in other mitzvahs. Or did they say no? This mitzvah is different. This is pursuing nisum. Since you're a gavra shahoya b'neis, that's the gavra shel bar chiyuva. Okay? So now let's take on. So, if I asked you in abstract, what is a cotton? Is he a gavra of bar chiyuva or not?
No.
What?
No.
Yes.
No.
He's right, no. And I'm right, yes. How could we both be right? No, of course, we mean we mean two different things by the term bar chiyuva. One thing, bar chiyuva, is defining the type of gavra. That's one definition of bar chiyuva. But there's another definition of bar chiyuva, which means, can you actualize the chiyuv in this gavra? Can you actualize the chiyuv hamitzvah? So there, you're right. No, you can't, because it's a cup. Correct? So in other words, since he's a cotton, so you can't actualize the chiyuv. As a shein gavra of bar chiyuva, he is. Because the shein gavra of bar chiyuva is the shein gavra shehoya boson eis. So as the shein gavra, he is a gavra of bar chiyuva. The only thing is, you can't actualize the chiyuv because he's not chayv in lo sasa. Correct? Right?
Okay.
But if somehow you would be able to actualize the chiyuv of losasur, so the everything would, then you'd have to do it. Right?
Right.
Now the Ramban holds, like I said before, that the problem with the cotton is not that he doesn't have das to be motzi. The problem is he lacks the shein bar chiyuva. He lacks the shein bar chiyuva. So if he lacks the shein bar chiyuva, how could he be motzi somebody that has a shein bar chiyuva? They're not equal gavras. But over here, in this case, it's a very special case, and the shein bar chiyuva comes about. Why? Because it means the shame of the gavra shehoya boson eis. So as a gavra, he has a shein bar chiyuva. What he doesn't have is you can't actualize the chiyuv.
Right.
But a shein bar chiyuva in abstract he has. And das to be motzi he has. So therefore everything is fine.
So he's a bar chiyuva that can never have any sort of chiyuv or produce.
He's a the gavra is a shein bar chiyuva just as much as the gadol. Because it's not a tam hadavar. It's a definition.
substitution.
It's a definition that a person that was bos anes is by definition a bar chiyuva. That's by a gadol. So a katan also has that same definition. The only thing is, you can't actualize his chiyuv, but the shame in the gaver of bar chiyuva he has. So the Ramban is saying that over here, the das of the katan is good enough to be motzi. Why can't you be motzi ordinarily? Because ordinarily the shame bar chiyuva is defined as a shame of actualization of chiyuv. That's ordinarily like by birth of a Muslim. What makes him a bar chiyuva? Because he can actualize the chiyuv. So the katan is not a shame bar chiyuva because he can't actualize the chiyuv. But over here, he can't actualize the chiyuv. But that's not the shame bar chiyuva. Is not telling you that. The shame bar chiyuva is mishehoyah bos anes. He was bos anes. So he's a gavar bar chiyuva. The only thing is he can't actualize the chiyuv. So in a regular case, see, the problem according to Ramban is one problem, that he doesn't have the shame bar chiyuva. And misha ainah mechuyev b'davar means that he doesn't have the shame bar chiyuva can't be motzi somebody else.
And that's now, what the Ramban means by that he can't be kafoyim. Of course, it means he's not a shame bar chiyuva.
Exactly. You can't force him because he's not, because you can't actualize
right.
his shame bar chiyuva. Right. But the shame he has, and the das he has, so he's 100% roy to be motzi. Masha Einikain, in the other cases, the shame bar chiyuva and the actualization of the bar chiyuva is identical. So there you can't say that the katan is by Berch Zamosin, that is a bar chiyuva. Because there bar chiyuva means he who can actualize a schir. And the katan cannot actualize the schir.
And when it's identical, it'd have to be subject to kaf, but to kriya.
Right.
So according to this, the principle you say that only a person who's mechuyev darach mirotzi doesn't actually...
It means only a person who has a shem bar chiyuva can be motzi. Now the katan has a shem bar chiyuva just as much as anybody else, because the shem bar chiyuva is the shame of Misha Hoya Benes. So he was Benes, so he has a shem bar chiyuva. The only problem is you can't force him to do it because by what authority?
Right.
So you can't actualize the chiyuv.
But
he does have the shame bar chiyuva just like a gadol. And his das lahotzi the Ramban holds is no problem. The only thing is that you can't go to somebody that's not on the same identical level in terms of chiyuv. Here he is on the identical level. Okay?
Yeah, good.
So there's only two types of bar chiyuva that exist.
Yeah, what Rabbi Mann is saying is true, that according to the Ramban, women can be motzi men, you won't have that whole problem. Because it's all one shame bar chiyuva. That's correct.
That's why...
what Ellie's saying is very good. That if you don't want to learn like the Ramban, so you have to say it's a kind of a cumbersome situation. That really they're part of course because Mr. Sesha's my grandma. So the Chum have to dispense with the Ptur. And I have to say the Ptur doesn't really work by you. But according to the Ramban, it's very smooth. The Gavra that's a Bar Chiyuva is a different Bar Chiyuva. It's nothing to do with Man Groma. Man Groma is where you're a regular Bar Chiyuva. In other words, a Bar Chiyuva in terms of actualization. So there we say, you're not Chayiv if it's Man Groma. But over here, if it's a different Chal Hashem in terms of the Gavra of Bar Chiyuva, so there's no problem. That Bar Chiyuva doesn't become Potter because it's Man Groma. Okay.
How does it work that Chayav Eso Anes gives him a shame bar chiyuva if not for the fact that he would be chayav? Like if it has enough meaning of him being chayav or not, how is it?
I would add one more thing. It doesn't have to do with the solution to this problem, but I would add one more thing. that the Ramban says that the Bar Chiyuv is because there were those anes. So I would say the, if the Kutman does it, that it definitely is a kiyum of Pursume Nisa. Because the Pursume Nisa emerges from the Am demonstrating the nace. And since he's a Bar Chiyuva and he does it, it definitely is a kiyum. You can't force him. But it definitely is a kiyum because he is a part of the Am that's being Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, even if that's himself in Israel.
Yeah.
Even a cotton.
Yeah.
Cotton's part of the whole system.
I mean, it's different than normal system.
Right. Different than normal case.
In
the normal case, Asiya is nothing because he has no Chiyav Asiya. But over here, it's not the Chiyav Asiya, it's the person that is in the Nase. That if he's in the nace, so then his asiya reflects a v'nikdashti himself b'nei Yisrael, even though he's a kohen. It's a kiddushim shemayim. So that is, insofar as the om is concerned, he definitely has a kiyum if he doesn't. But he does not have a chiyum because there's no way you could force him. Because there's no mandate that he has to listen to authority.
So all of him is equal.
Yeah, I agree with that man. He said, I think it's a good shot. That the machlokus, why they're chayev, is a machlokus, some say because they were involved with the Yehudis, right, with the Cholov. So they were involved in bringing about the
instruments.
In bringing about the victory, right? So that was where? No, over here was because of Esther, right?
Yeah, it's Hanukkah.
That's Hanukkah. Hanukkah is
Yiddish. All three, all the cases.
All the cases.
All the cases.
That's right. So if you say it's because they participated in the victory, so then it's a tamadam.
Right.
But if you say because they were all in danger and they were all nitzul ke'echad, so then it's because of the gavra that is a that was nitzul. You're right, I agree with you. That's the conception of machlokas, yeah. Right. The Ran's lashon is mochiach, clearly the way he's learning, that it's a tama dover. Because he says, if you're going to say, hey, my boss, this my haba. He says, by Nashim it's good because the Bar Chiyuva of other mitzvahs. So then you could bring in the reason is because of Heim Oyebos HaNes, the Tamadavar. The Ran's Lashon clearly indicates that he's learning that a Bar that it's not a different Bar Chiyuva on Purim. On Purim. It's not a Megillah. It's not a different Bar Chiyuva. It's the same Bar Chiyuva. It's just a Tama Dover because Shehem Oyu Boson Eisa. That's why yes on Ramban. That makes this point clear. Okay, good. You see, a cutting is not nothing because it could be Nimna Ava Pesach and he has a Kiyam Achila. He has a Kiyam Achila and the Pesach has a Kiyam Achila. They are cutting. Okay, so we're going further in the Tesis. What does it say, Aaron?
When we call Makom, Kasha, Damina,
the Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, etc. Yeah, so Shlomo asked the Kasha. Why does Tesis have to say that it's going according to the Mandomar? That matzah is manazed rabbanon, so therefore sipus rabbanon. Let's say it's going according to the mandama that matzah is manazed the rice and sipus the rice. But still, hagod is going to be rabbanon.
Yeah.
Because the way we're interpreting kriyas hagod is a separate chiyuv mid rabbanon. So our answer is it's true that the chachamim said you have to have kriya, but that simply saying you have to do the deraisa, but you have to do it in this surah. But when I'm being motzi the guy, another guy, I'm being motzi him the deraisa, not midrabbanon, because the key of my mitzvah is deraisa. So I'm being motzi him midraisa. So then I can't get started with the kasha that it's drabbanon, that I got as drabbanon, and how could the trade drabbanon work? How could trade drabbanon mosachad drabbanon? Okay. Okay. Then it would simply be chad drabbanon on the rest. Okay. Now hold on. Hold on.